Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And just got back from St. Petersburg Beach, Florida. Great stay at the Tradewinds Resort. And joining us today on Travel World to talk to us about the beautiful resort is Keith Overton, Senior Vice President, Chief Operating Officer of Tradewinds Island Resorts. He's also the Chairman of the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association. Welcome to Travel World, Keith.
Thank you for having me.
Now, it was such a beautiful stay because the Tradewinds is like no other hotel on the Gulf Coast that I've stayed at because it so much resembled the Caribbean in Florida. Tell us a bit more about your beautiful hotel.
Well, I appreciate those kind words. It is the largest resort on the Gulf Coast of Florida. And we pride ourselves on an absolutely magnificent beach. But really, our property is very eclectic and made up by so many things to do. We have 13 restaurants and bars. We have a dog park. We have, pet-friendly building there. We do so many meetings and conventions a year. So we kind of try to be everything to all people, and we've had a pretty good run of success at that.
Part of that is the fact that the people make Tradewinds great. From Lisa at the front desk, Rick at Bermuda's restaurant, warm, friendly, welcoming people who really enjoyed their job.
It's pretty impressive when I think about it. I have to pinch myself sometimes because in our business it's not easy to get this, but probably about 150 to 200 of our employees have been there for 15 or more years. And we have many of them that have been there for 20 and 30 years. So the longevity of the staff really makes things great for us as it relates to how you create a culture.
Walking around the property, they're all saying, hello, how are you doing? And there's so many employees, everything is spotless and clean. I've never seen a hotel with so many waste receptacles and people making sure that everything is in its proper place.
Well, we appreciate that. It's not easy to do that, as you can imagine, on a large-scale beach resort, but our staff, they rise to the occasion on all counts.
What I really enjoyed as well was just walking around the property because, as you say, they're different buildings. You don't get the feeling you're in a large property because of the different buildings, different sizes, and the little walkways. You turn around, and there's a little bridge over a waterway, and you go see there's another swimming pool. That makes it very intimate.
It does, and I think that's what's unique about our property is that, it's not a typical downtown, brass and glass type of hotel, but it is upscale, it's elegant, and yet you feel very comfortable walking around in flip-flops and a T-shirt, and it's hard to blend those two things together.
Very much so. I also enjoyed the fact that there's an adult-only swimming pool, so you can get away, the kids will be having fun a few hundred feet away, but you can sit and relax, read a book, and be in your own private relaxation zone.
I'll take a little credit for that. I have four kids. I need that.
And the water is so warm in the pools. People said, oh, you have to be from the north just because you're going in the pool, because it was maybe in the 50s, 60s during the past weekend, but the water was so warm, I was sure to be in it. I didn't find it cool at all outside.
Well, we have seven options for swimming pools. We have a kid's pool. I'll tell you, we have a three-story inflatable water slide, although when you were there, it was probably a bit too cold for you to go down that. It's located right on our beach, and we just purchased a new inflatable water park that's going to host about 200 people, and it's going to be moored right off of our beach in the swim zone of the Gulf of Mexico. So we got so many things to do, and you don't have to leave the hotel or the resort once you get there.
There's a full recreation calendar with so many things to do that they provide you upon check-in, mini pod and kids activities. And many of these activities, you don't have your handout to nickel and dime people. They're all included in the resort fee that includes the self-parking and the Wi-Fi and newspaper at the door, things like that.
Yeah, there's so many things to do, and we try to make it so that you don't, it's not pay as you go because it's just so cumbersome to have to worry about that. So we try to anticipate that, most people are going to want to do everything, and so we throw it in the package, and it makes it a whole lot easier for everyone.
Now, also, I was in a Gulf Front suite, and if I wanted to, I could cook my meals in the room, but I did not. I just used the fridge to keep my soft drinks cool and some of the leftovers from dinners that we enjoyed in the St. Petersburg and Clearwater area, heat them up for snacks later on. But that's a money saver, again, if you're traveling as a family.
It is, and you know, we've had that concept over the years. The property was built with that, with kitchens inside, and early on, we got a lot of critics from other people in the industry because, you know, as a hotelier, it's not a good idea to keep people out of your restaurants and your bars. But our perception of the traveling public has always been you have to provide that to them as an option, particularly families with children, and make it more affordable and create a point of difference. And, you know, it's fortunate for us that we've stuck to that concept because in this tough economy, you know, that really is a big selling point for us.
Now, how is your property? You've been in the news speaking out about some of the losses, lost business during the past summer with the Gulf of Mexico. How is that recovering? Because, I mean, there was absolutely no fear. It was a preconceived notion that, oh boy, the oil was going to come up onto the Gulf Coast, and it didn't, thank God.
Yeah, well, there's certainly no question that the oil spill from the Deepwater Horizon, you know, off the coast of Louisiana, killed our business for many months. And it was just a perception issue, obviously. There was really no oil that ever reached our beach. In fact, not a drop did, other than the Pensacola-Destin area. So all of Florida was safe from that. But that 24-hour high-definition camera that the news media continued to run in the background of every shot they covered, it created a huge worldwide perception that Florida was just not a good place to visit. And it resulted in about $1.3 million in losses for us through the first 6 months after, you know, right after April when it occurred.
But at least now people are getting back into the travel mode, and I can certainly attest that there's really no more beautiful place to visit the Tradewinds Island Resorts on St. Pete Beach. Now, you have a camera as well on your website, so people can see what's going on the beach and get that whole perspective.
We do. We actually have two cameras. One is it's kind of the envy camera. We have it set up with a little sign there and a website, and we ask our guests to go to the camera and call their favorite friend back in the Northeast or wherever it's snowing and log on to that website, and they can stand there and wave to them and show them what a beautiful beach we have right there. So it's kind of fun to do that. And we also have a webcam that sits right on top of our building that looks down on the beach, so you get a real good view of what the weather's like and the conditions that are here. And that's our most popular visited link within our website is that webcam. It's amazing how many people want to see how things are going in Florida.
They will just step out of the hotel. I like how you've kept the beach vegetation to prevent against erosion, and have that whole feel that you are miles away from civilization. You put yourself into a special place and just walk wide, nice sandy beach and nice calm waters to walk out into.
Well, we pride ourselves on our natural environment. It is spectacular. It's like no other. And we are the state's highest designation as it relates to green lodging. The Florida's Department of Environmental Protection has designated us that. And we're very turtle-friendly. All of our lighting is modified to meet the needs of our friends that nest on the nest their eggs on our beach. We have all kinds of wildlife and indigenous birds and swans and fish, and it really is a surreal experience. You said it best earlier. It's like going to a foreign country. It's pretty impressive.
Yes, that swan was very friendly and did put a smile on my face every time I walked past him as I did my walking tour of the grounds. You know, he was having as much fun as everyone else. Now, you're also in a great location because sometimes you go to a resort location and if it's a bad weather day, nothing much to do in the area. But within a few minutes, downtown St. Pete's, we went to the Salvador Dali Museum, the Florida Holocaust Museum a few miles the other way, Tyrone Square Mall, up to Clearwater for Cuban dining at Columbia. Within 15, 20 minutes, there's something to do, so don't have to fret about the bad weather. You're not going to be bored in the St. Pete's Clearwater area.
No, we're blessed with our cultural exhibitions, our museums, our theme parks, our major league and NFL sports franchises. There's not a day here that, no matter what the weather is, that you can't find something fun to do.
It's a fun area, and just from your website, justletgo.com, it conveys that whole image, that whole impression of what your cares melt away when you go to the trade winds.
Well, that's certainly the idea.
The website again, www.justletgo.com, toll free at 1-866-JUST-LET-GO, and people coming to the winter season and traveling throughout winter, what would be some of your suggestions, some of your ideas for them contemplating planning their upcoming winter and spring break vacations?
Well, we have a lot of things going on, and I will tell you the best deals available are obviously during the wintertime. December is one of our slowest months until you get to the New Year's Eve area of the month, but there's spectacular deals. We have the St. Petersburg College Bowl football game coming up here on December 21st, I believe the date is. We're hosting Southern Miss and Louisville. We have the Under Armour High School All-American football game where every major recruited high school talented player will be playing here locally. We have the Outback Bowl football game on New Year's Day. And oh, by the way, we have the most spectacular New Year's Eve party with the Greg Billings Band, formerly of Stranger. I mean, it is a spectacular. I mean, it sells out every year. So there's a whole bunch of things to do, and there's some great deals out there over the next month. It's pretty impressive.
So consider the trade winds on your schedule for getaway places, Florida. You can get there within a few hours from the Northeast, direct service from many, many cities into both the Tampa Airport and the St. Petersburg Clearwater Airport. And within a few minutes, even within 30 minutes, you're at the door, you're at the beach, you're at the Gulf of Mexico. And what could be better than that? I'm still looking at these pictures in your brochure, some of the pictures that I took that are going to be up on our website, our blog at twc.ca and at facebook.com/travelworldman. And boy, I wish I was back there just with the sliding doors open, listening to the water and enjoying myself, relaxing and letting my cares slip away. So Keith Overton from Tradewinds Resort, St. Petersburg Beach, Florida, thank you for your hospitality, and I wish you a very successful winter and spring travel season with the encouragement of our listeners to visit your beautiful hotel.
Thank you for the kind words. Thank you very much.
Glad to have you here on Travel World today, and we'll be right back. Across America via satellite, I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening.
Travel World Radio via satellite.